This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. Home Minister denies ministry leadership's involvement in Tribhuvan International Airport immigration incidents. Nepali Congress leader Shekhar Koirala calls on Home Minister to resign, paving way for fair investigation. Nagdunga Novice Road to remain closed for over 4 hours daily from today till the 8th of June for road expansion. And UN chief warns guards on brink of famine amid escalating Israeli offensive. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Home Affairs has clarified that the leadership of the ministry is not and will not be involved in any illegal or corrupt activities, clarifying the issue related to the incident at the Tribhuvan International Airport Immigration Office. The ministry has expressed regret over the publication and dissemination of fabricated, misleading and baseless news. The ministry has clarified that the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority is investigating the functioning of the airport immigration office, and the truth and fact will be made known to everyone soon. A statement issued today by the ministry's joint secretary, Xavier Rizal, also states that the ministry will fully cooperate with the investigation-related works carried out by the commission. The ministry has also urged everyone to publish and broadcast only factual contents, considering the seriousness of the issue. Meanwhile, the Nepali Congress leader Dr. Shekhar Koirala has suggested that the Home Minister should resign and create a conducive environment for an investigation into the allegation against him. Speaking to media persons at Biratnagar Airport today, leader Koirala said that since such incidents have occurred before in Nepal's parliamentary history, the Home Minister should resign on ethical grounds to refute the allegations against him and create a conducive environment for the investigation. He said since it has come to light that the Home Minister's name is involved in the visit visa issue, a probe committee should be formed to investigate the matter. He gave examples of Dr. Ram Charan Mahat, Janardhan Sharma, Sir Bahadur Tamang and Gokul Baskota resigning when such issues arose in the past. The Nagdunga Novice Road, one of the major entry points to the Kathmandu Valley, is to remain closed for vehicular movements for 4.5 hours daily starting today. According to the officials at the Nagdunga Moglin Road Project Eastern Section, the road section will remain shut from 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. till the 8th of June. The project authority decided to close down the road section for certain hours a day to facilitate the construction of a road along the Nagdunga Pipalamod section. During the closure of the road section, vehicles traveling out of Kathmandu Valley will be temporarily stopped at Nagdunga, while those entering Kathmandu from Novice will be halted at Khanikola. Traffic police has urged the travelers on this road to consider alternative roads. Three associations of the information technology sector have provided 41-point feedback to e-governance blueprint 2081, developed to make the government's public service system digital, transparent and effective. The Federation of Computer Association of Nepal and other two IT-related organizations jointly submitted a memo with feedback to Sudarmani Podial, secretary at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, on Friday. On the occasion, Secretary Podial clarified that the government is committed to collaborating with the private sector and pledged that the suggestions received will be incorporated to make the blueprint more effective. The Nepali embassy in Thailand has rescued and repatriated two Nepali citizens who had been stranded in Cambodia for a long time. The two, including a woman and a man, returned home on Friday. Meanwhile, the embassy has once again requested all concerned to go for foreign employment only after obtaining a labor permit as per the criteria set by the government. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Asterisk 14 15 नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *14# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। All National Assembly members have set out to their respective constituencies to participate in the discussion on issues relating to federalism. The discussion themed role and responsibility of the National Assembly members in strengthening federalism, coordinating and partnering with provincial and local levels is slated to take place in all seven provinces on the 25th and 26th of May. According to the Parliament's Secretary, National Assembly members will also dwell on the issues such as implementation of federalism, fiscal federalism, public services and development, among others. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has laid emphasis on investigative journalism. During a discussion on women's participation and development in journalism organized by the ministry and the Sansarika Samuha Gandaki province in Pokhara today, Minister Gurung argued that the content cannot be factual if there is no investigative journalism. Minister Gurung also said that the ministry has been working on how it could ensure right to information, making it systematic and dignified. Similarly, the communication minister added that the cabinet had passed the cyber security bill in order to control cyber crime, and the bill would be presented in the house soon. You're listening to Radio Nepal GPM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. United Nations Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has warned that Israel's escalating military campaign and prolonged blockade have pushed the population in Gaza to the brink of famine. Al Jazeera cited United Nations Secretary-General Guterres' statement on Friday as saying that for nearly 80 days, Israel blocked the entry of life-saving international aid. Condemning the scale of human suffering on as cruelest phase, he said that the entire population of Gaza is facing the risk of famine. Although Israel has allowed only several hundred trucks to cross into Gaza this week, following a partial easing of its 11-week siege, Guterres described the flow of supplies as openly insufficient. A federal judge has blocked a Trump administration's decision to revoke Harvard University's ability to enroll international students. According to AP News Agency, the temporary restraining order stops the government from pulling Harvard's certification in student and exchange visitor program, which allows the school to host international students with visas to study in the U.S. The ruling from the U.S. District Judge Alison Burroughs puts the sanction against Harvard on hold pending the lawsuit. International students who run labs, these courses, assist professors and participate in Harvard sports are now left deciding whether to transfer or risk losing legal status to stay in the country. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi and Madhya provinces along with the hilly regions of the country, and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi province and at one or two places of Madhya, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces along with hilly region of the country. There are also chances of light rainfall and snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Home Ministry denies Ministry's leadership's involvement in Tribhuvan International Airport immigration incident. Nepali Congress leader Shekhar Koirala calls on Home Minister to resign, paving way for fair investigation. Nagdhunga Novice Road to remain closed for over 4 hours daily from today till the 8th of June for road expansion. And UNC funds on brink of famine in Gaza amid escalating Israeli offensive. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.